Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you just want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can, of course, find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. And, of course, the podcast on fmr.co.za. Slightly different today, we are talking about a new credit card offering from a player that's been in the market, Mama Money, and we are interviewing the co-founder, Matt Coquillon, today. And, Matt, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, David. Good to be here.
So you guys, what have you been doing in the past? And I know you got a new offering. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, so Mama Money is a remittance company. We help migrant workers who are in South Africa who need to send money home to their loved ones in Africa, Asia, and Europe. We help to facilitate a low-cost, cross-border, instant money transfer. What we're up to at the moment is we've been doing that for 10 years, but our customers have been asking us for a banking solution. They're saying that they struggle to open bank accounts because of their status as migrant workers, and they would really love a place where they can open an account, keep their money safe, save, send, and spend, and obviously then with that card be able to remit money back home to mom. And that's what we've just rolled out, is a WhatsApp-enabled banking solution for our customers.
So you don't need to be a migrant to enjoy the benefit of this. Traditionally, we've always thought of South Africa as unbanked, but we know today that about 98% are banked. Those are people with South African ID books. Your solution is for those with and without, correct?
That's correct, yeah. So to open an account, you need a valid South African ID or an asylum document or a passport. So if you were a Zimbabwean or a Ugandan, you could open this account and you could start transacting with it, as well as South Africans.
As long as you can do all the FICA stuff. Yeah, that's fantastic. And the other thing is your model is different. So, I mean, we know banks in the past have allowed cross-border transport of money, but it's been incredibly expensive. And it's been very similar with the banking cost base in banking, because they've got all the cost of all the branches or electronic branches. You've just gone, bypassed all of that, gone tech, and gone straight to WhatsApp. How does that work?
Yeah, correct. So, I mean, we obviously started a bit differently because we started remittance first, so cross-border transfer, and we came in as a social business that was going to disrupt the market and make that really low cost, which we've done and been very successful at. And then we've added the bank account on top of that. So who's ever banking with us is enjoying the low-cost remittance services that we have, plus all the services that the banking has. One of the things that was critical for us is that a lot of our customers are quite data sensitive and or have never had a bank account before, but they're very familiar with WhatsApp, and WhatsApp is a very low data use application. So we put those two together and then decided to use WhatsApp as the platform for banking. So customers just access a WhatsApp menu and they can do all their banking from there.
So the bottom line is, if I sign up for you, where do I transact?
To sign up, you would have to go download the Mama Money app from the Play Store or from the Apple Store. You can register very quickly. It takes a couple of seconds to do your FICA. It's all automated. And then you click, I want a bank account. It will direct you to your nearest Pick and Pay, where you can purchase it for 100 Rand, or to a Mama Money agent where you can also purchase it. The cost of the account is 25 Rand per month. At the moment, we're running a special where we're waiving that first month fee. And then you can transact. If you're someone that's working, you can get paid your salary into it by your employer. And you can also do a cash load at any retailer. So you can load a cash voucher, walk into ShopRite or Pep or Pick and Pay, put the money down at the cashier. It'll load the balance onto your card. And then you've got balance that you can start transacting with, buying electricity, airtime, data, or swiping, or doing a remittance back home.
Okay, so 100 Rand up front, 25 Rand a month, and when I want to look at how much money I've got, when I want to do anything, are there any hidden costs in those regards?
No, I mean, there's normal transactional costs involved with, you know, with drawing money at an ATM, and obviously I've mentioned the monthly fee, but no other costs. You can look up your balance on WhatsApp, and the only cost there would be what you would pay to use WhatsApp on your phone.
Okay, and if I draw from a supermarket cashier, what am I typically paying?
The cash back at the cashier is actually free, so that's a really good option. So if you go into a shop and you ask for cash back, there's no charge for that. But if you go to an ATM, then normal ATM costs will apply.
We like the sound of free. That's Matt from Mama Money, and I suggest you go and look at their website and look at their app. And if you've got somebody that you regularly pay that isn't banked, here's the answer, and what an amazing initiative. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels, and of course the podcast on FMR. mamamoney.co.za.